last year. Anyway, my sermon this morning begins with a question. Who feels like a stranger in this church? Who feels like a stranger in this church? Nobody. That's good. Why would somebody feel like a stranger in our church? Why might someone feel like a stranger in our church? Anybody know? Anybody have an answer to that? People don't talk to them, okay? What?
First timers.
Okay, so if you were brand new to the church, you might not feel comfortable here yet. And maybe some people have been around for a while and they've just never connected with somebody or anybody. So that might cause you to feel like a stranger. Now, hopefully, if I ask the question, who does not feel like a stranger, every hand would go up. And why is that? It either means that you've been around here for a while, so you feel comfortable with what's going on in our church, or it means you've connected with people here, so you feel comfortable coming here every Sunday. Now, let us say you can't be the church of people, and you are here alone in the church for an hour. You don't have to put up your hand, but rhetorically, I wonder who would feel like a stranger sitting in this church alone for an hour if the church was empty. And I wonder who wouldn't feel like a stranger. If you are here alone, you would feel comfortable or uncomfortable based on your relationship with who is left in here when there are no people in here. It's very easy to feel comfortable when you're sitting in church with a family member or a friend because there's a comfort level, there's a familiarity. But take out all the human beings in the church and you are sitting in here alone with the angels, with the saints, with the Lord. If you don't feel comfortable in that scenario, it might be because you don't have a strong relationship with the Lord or with the saints. If you are comfortable here, it's probably because you have a strong relationship with them. If you aren't a prayerful person or aren't a moral person, you might be intimidated to sit in here for an hour by yourself. You might feel like a hypocrite or a fraud. But God doesn't want us to feel this way. In St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, which we heard in the liturgy this morning, St. Paul tells us, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself is being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together. God wants us, you and me, to be part of that structure, part of that household. He wants us to be comfortable in the church. He wants us to be comfortable in the company of the saints. How will we be comfortable in a setting like this, with the saints and with Christ? How will we be comfortable in this setting for eternal life if we can't be comfortable in this setting in this life? Just a rhetorical question for you to ponder on this week. How will we be comfortable in a setting like this with the angels and the saints for everlasting life if we are not comfortable in this setting in this life? In the gospel reading this morning, we heard a parable of a rich young man. It's actually called the man who went away sorrowful. This man was ostensibly a good man. He kept the commandments in the sense of the thou shalt not that we read in the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. Thou shalt not murder. Check. No adultery. Check. No stealing. Check. No dissing my parents. Check. This is akin to the person in the world today who doesn't get traffic tickets because he is afraid to exceed the speed limit, but obeys out of fear instead of out of love. Or maybe the person who pays his taxes because the government says he has to, not because he feels any concern for the general welfare. The rich young man forgot the two most important of the commandments, loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. Our love of God is not based on following rules to avoid punishment, but rather seeing God in our fellow human being. What kind of a parent would I be if my concern for our son stopped at feeding, bathing, and teaching? What about loving him? What about caring for him? And what kind of a relationship do we have with God if our relationship stops at just coming to church, or making an offering, or following a rule like fasting? What about prayer? What about love? What about service? What about sacrifice? What about joy? What about hope? What about the kingdom of God, the saints, and being a fellow citizen together with the saints? Jesus looked deep into the heart of the rich young man, perhaps because the man couldn't look into his own heart that deeply. And he found one thing that kept this man from being all in on God. For this man, it was his riches. Now let's not criticize the man for being rich. Let's focus on him being all in, or not all in, as it turned out. Because when the Lord told him to do one thing, to be all in on his faith, he went away sorrowful. If God looked into your heart today, what would he find that keeps you from being all in as a Christian? And if he told you to improve that one thing, would you do it? Or would you walk away sorrowful? And let's extend beyond your identity as an Orthodox Christian and move to practical things. If God looked into your heart today, what would he find to keep you from being all in as a husband or a wife, a father or mother, a student, a doctor, or any other role that you have? And if he told you to improve that one thing so that you could have a better marriage or be a better parent, or make a better contribution to the workforce, or be a better student, would you do it? Or would you walk away sorrowful? Bringing it back to the church now, there are all things we can do to be better Christians. And there are things that we can do to be a better church community. The question is, can we face these things? Can we improve them? There are important decisions that need to be made as we plot a future course for our community. I ask that you come to the parish assembly so we can discuss some of them. There are important ministries that we currently have and others yet to be developed. When you step forward to participate, you'll get your stewardship packet for 2012 this year. Excuse me, you'll get your stewardship packet for 2012 this week. You'll be asked to evaluate what you want to contribute to our church in 2012. Will your offering be a sacrificial one or a token? Will it be offered with joy or only out of obligation? If God looked at our church today, what would he find to teach us from being all in as an Orthodox Christian church community? And if he told us to improve on that one thing, would we do it? Or would we walk away sorrowful? The good news is that most people are only a step or two away from spiritual greatness. The question to ask yourself is am I willing to take that step? And the answer to that question will have a lot to do with whether we'll be a stranger or welcome into God's heavenly kingdom. Amen.